Today's presentation is going to be moderated by Doug Parker, who is the photo editor at the Times-Picayune. Doug Parker has been in the newspaper business for 29 years when he started out as a photojournalist, and has been at the Picayune for 16 years when he came as an assistant photo editor until achieving his current position as photo editor. Before the storm, his photographic corps numbered 25 people. It is down to 16 at the moment, so I'm sure they're all really busy, and it's all the more appreciative we are for them today for taking time out of a busy schedule to be with us. Three of the photographers that are here with us also have their work on view as part of a slideshow in the exhibition on the big plasma screen television, and I will let Doug introduce those members of his staff as they as their time comes up. So I'll turn it over to him, and hope you enjoy this.
Thanks, John, and thanks for having us here. It's quite an honor, and it's hard to believe it's been a year since Katrina. To my left here is Ted Jackson, Kathy Anderson, and Brett Duke. They're all photographers at the newspaper, and they've been there for quite a while. I would like to make an opening statement, and then we're going to show some work, and then each of the photographers are going to talk a little bit about their work, and then we can open up for questions and stuff. And I'd just like to start out by saying that Hurricane Katrina has ushered in a story that will not end, that has taxed us to the breaking point. At times it has exhilarated us professionally, but at times it has plunged each of us into despair. It has also forced us into the unfamiliar role of being as much a part of the biggest story of our lives as the one we're covering, because in the course of a single day, our way of life and sense of order were wiped out. And those were the words from Jim Amos. I couldn't tell him any better than he did. But in all the decisions that I have made as a photo editor, I've always tried to do what was best for the staff, for our newspaper, and for our readers. And throughout this long and difficult period of Katrina, I've felt that it was my duty to persevere, to make every possible effort to help maintain the highest level of photojournalism while not losing sight of the stress and strain that has inundated the staff while covering Katrina. We all part of the human condition and the realization that we're not immune from these forces is deeply unsettling. But looking back, I mean, the paper planned well for the hurricane, but nothing could prepare the photographers for what they were about to endure. Searing heat, wading through snake-infested wastewater. I got stuck in that myself. No extra food or water, almost no ability to communicate, no place to sleep or eat or even to bathe. It was these heroic efforts under the most dire conditions imaginable that is the success of the Times-Picayune. And a little footnote to that, within 1 week following Katrina, the photographers were desperate for camera equipment, which were failing at an alarming rate. By the time we could get replacement gear into their hands, most of them had only one camera, and most of those had broken meters, so they were just guessing at exposures. And it wasn't enough that we, you guys had to live through and work in desperate times, but they were burdened with failing equipment. But you would never know this by looking at their images. But what separates their work from all others is that it was done by people who have a profound sense of empathy for our community, as many of our staff also lost their homes and have had to rebuild their lives. And no other newspaper in the history of American journalism can say that. And we, like everybody else, and a lot of people in this room, I'm sure, we're all deeply wounded, and we all want to do is move on and put Katrina behind us. But it's hard to put the past behind you when the present is so painful. But Katrina is the story of our lives, and we must both cover it and endure it. And we don't yet know the end of the story. We're still working on it.